So I'm here with Mr. Mark Webb, a family friend and a Fort Myers resident since 67. He has years of experience in football, and I plan on seeing what are some differences between his years of playing and mine. How old were you when you first started playing football?
When I first started playing football, I was 10 years old, and it was Pop Warner, and it was 1968. And it was the second year of the Fort Myers Rebels organization. They started in 1967. And when I played, there was only one level. They didn't have the Mighty Mites and the Juniors and all that. It was just one level, and you had to be, I think it was 10 to 13, and the weight was 85, I believe, to 115, with no increments each week. I think later on they added a pound a week or something. We had to stay at 115 or less for the whole year and be at least 85 for the whole year. Back to your question, I played 10 years old when I started playing.
Okay. So there's no like age, just one team?
Only one team with all the kids in that age range, and most of the kids were 12 or 13.
Okay.
There was hardly any 10 year olds. There weren't that many. There wasn't any, and we only had, I think, 8 teams in the area back then, between Naples, Charlotte County, Arcadia, Clewiston, and Cape Coral. I think later on today, I don't know what there was, maybe 10, 12 or more. I don't know.
Yeah, there's
different leagues too, I know. Back then it was only Pop Warner.
Mm-hmm. I don't know about like exactly how many teams, but I know there's a good amount. And now it's like, it's crazy. 12 to 13, you said?
I think there's probably like more than at least that. I think Cape Coral one time had 3, I heard. Norfolk Myers had 1, and I don't know how many. You have Cypress Lake and Fort Myers, now they're the Fire Cats,
mm-hmm.
Had to change the name because it was politically incorrect, I think, to be called a Rebel. And we had, when I played, there was no mandatory play rules. So I knew, my playing time was at practice, and there were some games, some of the real tough games against Naples or Tice, that there's a chance I wouldn't play at all. I believe today they have a minimum 6 or 7 plays a game that every kid has to play. And looking back, I do like the rule, but looking back, it didn't bother me. I never felt that it was a bad thing at the time. I worked hard at practice, knowing that one day if I was going to stick with it, my time would come, which it did.
Yeah. It probably pushed people more, because nowadays some kids, they don't like, they're really scrubs, really bad players. They don't even try in practice. They don't try to get better.
Well,
but then they know they're going to get their 6 plays.
I agree with you on that, and I think that also is, goes over to some baseball where they have mandatory play.
Mm-hmm.
The kids know they're going to get to play.
Yeah.
So I understand what you're saying, and I support that. I did practice hard because I knew if I didn't, one of the older, better kids was going to clobber me.
Yeah.
So I was, I did practice hard. I trying to earn my spot, you know.
I think that's better, actually. What position did you play?
I was always on the offensive line. I was a stockier young man, so I played right guard primarily, sometimes left guard. My first couple of years, and then my last year I switched to center, and then I was a full-time starter and actually a pretty good center,
How big were you, like, around?
Well, the weight limit was 115 pounds. I think my last year you could go up to 118, I think it because they changed it my last year, but I actually was one of the smaller guys. I weighed about 110 pounds.
But you were still on the line.
I was on the line, and mm-hmm. I played center, and I was up a little bit higher, and I dehydrated and
mm-hmm.
didn't put the weight back on. I stayed about 110, 111 pounds the whole year, but that was fine. The kids were only a few pounds heavier.
Okay. Moving to high school, how big were you like in high school?
It was a lot different back then. When I graduated, I weighed about 170 pounds. One of the biggest differences I see between high school today and high school back then is the kids are just bigger. not only are they bigger, they're stronger, and they're faster, and the collisions are higher impact. I don't know if I'd play today. it's a violent sport, especially if you don't have the proper technique. But anyway, 170 pounds is what I weighed in high school.
That's crazy. And on the line now, like, we have like 270, 275, huge people just on the line.
The only bigger kids back then, I say the bigger ones that maybe are 210 or 220 weren't any good. They were just big boys.
Yeah.
I will tell you this, our nose tackle weighed 145 pounds.
Wow.
145 pounds, dripping wet, Shorty Mays, and he was 145 pounds.
Wow, I had nose guard. That's crazy. Mm-hmm. You were talking about, like, they're faster and stronger. What do you think about, like, the safety from then and now?
Well, safety today is definitely better. They're constantly doing, because of the concussion issues in the, you know, NFL and college and all levels, the helmets are better. Mm-hmm. The shoulder pads are better. They have them now designed, you know, for quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. Back then, we all wore the same shoulder pads that were primarily what you would say an offensive lineman or defensive line person would wear. So the equipment today is better. The helmets by far are better. It's just the collisions are tough. Yeah. Big kids.
For sure. Well, that's all. Signing off with Mr. Webbs and I, Ethan Brewer. Stay safe.